To what degree can we control our physical, emotional, mental response to stressful events?
Well, first of all, the way that we cannot control it is just by pretending that we're in charge of the universe. And this is what happens with some people where, oh, well, I'm going to remove the stress from my life by doing the following things. Well, that formula is not going to work and is actually going to create more stress for you, not to mention all the people around you. What you've got to do is recognize that it's all about perspective. We cannot control every event that happens to us. Now, certain events, certain things in our lives, we can control, and we should take the steps to control them. For instance, I counsel people before who are having very scary dreams, and it turns out they're watching very scary movies. So being, you know, insightful, I say, why don't you stop watching those movies? Okay, well, great. That's a good idea. I mean, so yes, there are stresses that are within our control. Get rid of the source. You might still have some scary dreams. You're not going to have nearly as many if you're not feeding your mind on that stuff. But on the other hand, there are things in life that come our way that are just inevitable. If you have a job, you have stress. If you have a family, you have stress. If you're in a marriage or if you're not in a marriage, you have stress. So perspective is huge. And one of the big things about perspective that Nancy and I talk about in Help for Women Under Stress is that we have to look at life with realistic expectations.
Mm-hmm.
1 Peter 4:12, great verse. It says, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering as though something strange were happening to you." I mean, it's to be expected. The Bible tells us we are living in the world under a curse. We are sinners. The world is full of sinners. And so stress, painful trials, don't be surprised. I remember years ago, you remember the book by Scott Peck, The Road Less Traveled?
Mm-hmm.
And the first three words of that book were, "Life is difficult." Then he went right on to say, after saying life is difficult, he says, "The sooner we recognize how difficult life is, the less difficult it will become."